Today on Happier Music Teacher, why after school is stressful as a teacher and what to do about it. Hi, and welcome to Happier Music Teacher. Are you a music teacher who has no time, no voice, and you kind of need to pee? I'm Beth Duhon. I'm a Christian, wife, mother, musician, and former stressed hot mess music teacher. I've been there. Join me every week as we work on easy micro actions so that you can be a happier music teacher. Today's Mindset Minute is a concept of one thing at a time, and if I've done this in a prior episode, I do sincerely apologize. I think the source of a lot of our stress as music teachers or as wives and mothers or whatever other role you might be in is this myth that we can multitask or that we can multitask well, when frankly, really, we are wired to do one thing at a time. And something in us focuses, something in us relaxes when we really just focus and do one thing at a time. It is most of the time physically and mentally literally impossible to do multiple things. And so we do lots of things kind of halfway, half unfinished, and get ourselves in a tizzy. I can sometimes literally watch myself turn into a physical circle when I'm looking around the room in a literal tailspin. Instead, pick one thing at a time. And you're going to feel like you're not making any progress at all. And it is probably slower progress, but you are making progress. Focus on that one thing, work it to completion, and then move on to the next thing. I want you to try it this week and let me know how it happens. In theory, after school should be one of the most relaxing parts of our day, right? The school children are gone, we're ready for home, it should just be a time to chill, but on a weekday, after school, potentially as a busy wife and mother, it's the least relaxing part of our day. And I'm aware, in many respects, I have it easier than a lot of y'all. I have friends with children under one, and they're in the classroom. That sounds incredibly stressful. I have one child, and he is older, so much more self-sufficient now, and I generally get home before he does. So it's probably even less stressful for me than it is for many of you. But here's my thoughts on why after school is uniquely stressful as a teacher and what you can do about it. I think the crux of the issue is that is the exact moment in time when we pull into our driveway, if you commute like I do, where you're transitioning in that role from your work role, which is very clear and well-defined, to your home role, which is less clear and well-defined. And when you get home, it feels like there are literally a million things to do, because there are a million things to do when you get home. But as we talk about in the Mindset Minute, you can only do one thing at a time. Like many things, number one actually happens before all the stress happens, which is decide ahead of time what time you're going to leave your school that day. It doesn't have to be the same every day. It doesn't have to be contract. It could be. Yours doesn't have to look like mine. But where I get really stressed is when I look up and it's way later than I thought it was and it's happened by chance. And then I check my ways and that I realize I'm going to be getting home much later than anticipated, which just sets off a series of stress and scrambles. And by that point, it's too late, right? So be intentional about deciding ahead of time what time you're going to leave school that day. Like I said, it almost doesn't matter as long as you know ahead of time and you decided it intentionally instead of letting it happen to you. So the first part of having a less stressful after school is leaving school on time. Now, there are a few things I do like to have done before I leave my classroom at night. I believe I referenced this in other episodes. But remind yourself, and as many times as it takes, that you are never going to be completely finished there. And that it isn't when things are done. It's when you decide you are done for the evening. So decide it ahead of time. Number two is that teacher bag of shame. Give really careful thought to bringing that bag of shame home with you. For me, I don't tend to haul papers back and forth, but I will from time to time bring my work laptop home with me, knowing full well it's not going to happen. So if you decide to do that at all, just give really careful thought. Do you have time that evening to work on something, or is it just going to make you feel bad? Could it be better if you decide to work at school and not work at home, even if it means you stay a little bit later on campus? We're all in different stages there, and some projects are not a big deal, right? If you're coloring something in front of the TV and cutting, okay, not a big deal. But others feel pretty heavy, and it does feel good to leave work at work. But whatever you do, once again, make a conscious choice. If there's one theme in this podcast and one theme in this episode, it's definitely that. Don't just let it happen to you by accident. Number three, and if you listen to me on the podcast with Debbie O'Shea, we've talked about this with your commute, is use your commute to get your head right. We have that period of time. It's not going anywhere for most of us. So use that time on the way home, especially if you're alone, but even if you're not, even if you're a kid, have your kids with you, use that commute time to get your head right. That's when I have a snack. That's when I have a LaCroix. That's when I might listen to something uplifting like a podcast, music education, self-improvement. Or if it's been an especially special day, I might be praying on the way home or in silence on the way home. That is a time that you can really take your brain and leave all the school things at school and transition to what's happening that evening. And you can even low-key plan as you drive, right? Just thinking through what's going on that evening for you and the members of your household to make it go a little bit smoother. Okay, so you left on time or whatever time you predetermined. You left the bag of shame at school, or if you brought it home, you had a plan for it. You use your commute, you got your head right, you're feeling like you're in a good space. Now it's time to do something really tactical and really mundane. Number four, bring everything in from your car, especially trash, and make a couple trips if you need to. You know how teachers are. We're always hauling things back and forth, right? And if we're not careful, our car can definitely show it. So start with the low-hanging fruit. Bring just the trash in from your car and take care of that. You do not want to be riding around in a trash-filled car. It does not feel good, doesn't look good. We're not doing it. Even if you don't have work in it, you probably still have a work bag. That needs to come inside. Your lunch bag, your cups from the day. Don't get me started about how many cups I have during the day. It's a thing. So everything needs to come in from your car, your purse, all the things. Make a couple trips, but definitely clear out the car. Lock it, be done with the car. From there, number five, and at this point, you may have been away from your house. It could be 12 hours, y'all, depending on the type of day. It could be less, but handle all your dishes that you have had from your food away from home that day. Most of us, I think, probably pack our lunches, pack our drinks. And so if you're like me, I'm going to have a dirty shake bottle. I'm going to have an old coffee cup. I'm going to have a couple lunch containers, depending on what I did that day. I'm going to have trash for my lunch kit, and I surely don't want to be coming across that in my car the next morning, or even in my lunch kit in the morning, or in my sink. So go ahead and take a second to handle all those dishes, whatever that looks like, as soon as you get home. We are not even talking about other members of our household or pets or any of those type of things. We are just talking about literally getting ourselves transitioned from school to after school. Number six is change into your after school clothes. Did y'all have those as a kid? I did. I think I was encouraged to change into after school clothes. I really encourage you to do the same thing. I think something in our mind relaxes, and it's also better for our work clothes to just have something else that you wear. It can be the same thing every night. I don't care. And you don't have to look terrible. But I think you'll just mentally and physically feel better if you have something that you change into after school that signals to your brain that we are done with the workday, we are starting the second half of the day at home, and these are the comfies that I wear at home. And if you don't have something, could you shop your closet a little bit and find something that would work? Now, you may have to run back out in the night, so you want to do this with caution. It may be something that you'd like to be seen in public in. It doesn't have to be fancy. Or you might just purchase something that works for that. This is strange. Of all the things that I could want to take off when I get home, the things that bother me the most are not what you might guess. My earrings and my watch are some of the first things that I am ready to take off and be done with for the night. So whatever that looks like for you. Number seven, some of you may have really cute Pinterest launch pads by your door where everyone has a little labeled hook for their work bag and their lunch kit and their shoes. That is not me, but I do have a coat closet. I like to stash my work bag and my lunch kit out of sight, out of mind. When I see that work bag staring at me, I just don't like it. Mine even has my district name on the front because I use a backpack because I'm cheap. I don't want to be thinking about any of those type of things. I don't want to be tripping on it. I don't want the cat messing with it. That's a whole other story. So if you have a spot, or maybe you can create a spot, let's get that lunch bag, work bag out of sight, out of mind until you need it again, hopefully the next morning. Number eight, now we're finally getting to a little bit of tasks, but not home tasks yet. Determine what personal things for you didn't happen in the morning and do them. Now, some mornings you feel like, I am checking all the boxes, I am doing all the things, I have done a full-blown morning routine before I go out the door, there is nothing I left undone. And other mornings, maybe you sleep a little bit later, maybe it was a rough morning, who knows, but I like to inventory, okay, if I didn't get my morning walk and I didn't get it at lunchtime, that's a box that I need to check. Did I get to read my Bible in the morning or at lunch, or did that get past me too? If so, those are the top order of business for me. I will feel better and do better if I get those in. Maybe you need to make some appointment phone calls and you know you have to get to it before the doctor's office closes. Do that now. Personally, if I come home and I'm just a straight up grouch, I will take a minute. I will brew a cup of decaf. I'm hardcore. I will even take a nap, especially if I'm feeling sick or a little bit run down. All the other things at home will wait. Finally, number 9, now one thing at a time, then you can deal with anything that needs attention from the house. The children. I guess I said the house before the children. That's not great, huh? The children, the house, the food, the pets, anything that's urgent. But like I said, I really feel like those first few minutes that you take to do all these tasks, and probably if you told them up, it doesn't take much time at all to do those things. But that small investment, I think, will really help set the tone for the rest of your night. I feel it's much better to give yourself the attention first and then move on. Not in a selfish way. We stress this all the time, but just in a way of get your own mind right, get your own situation right, and then you can fully move on to help the rest of your household. So to recap, this is our after-school plan to make after-school less stressful. First thing first, we're going to decide ahead of time what time we're leaving for school that day, leaving from school that day, excuse me. It doesn't matter what time, just be intentional. You can have a late day on purpose. You can have a leave at contract day on purpose. Just decide, but don't look up and 45 minutes later, you're still working at your desk and you didn't realize it. Secondly, give careful thought to bringing that bag of shame home at all. Do you need to do it? Or if you do you have a plan for it? Number 3, I'm a big proponent. Use that commute to get your head right, whatever it takes. Number 4, let's bring everything in from the car. Take a couple trips if you need to. Get that trash out of there. Get your car reset for the next day. It feels good as much time as we spend in our vehicles to have one that's fairly tidy. Number 5, do your dishes. Take care of all your dishes from your breakfast and lunch from the school day. Remember, from this point, you might have been away from your home a lot of hours, eating and drinking a lot of different things. Number 6, change into your after-school clothes, whatever that looks like for you. Number 7, get that work bag, lunch kit, any vestige of school out of sight, out of mind. Number 8, let's do a little catch-up from previously in the day if you need to, your exercise, your spiritual time, maybe some life maintenance. And if you're feeling a little grouchy before you go and take it on your family, take a breather, get yourself square, and then come back to them. Everything here will wait, generally. And finally, number 9, then prepare to do the rest of your evening routine with the house, the children, the food, the pets, and all the other things that we have as wives and mothers. I hope this helps you as you come home after school. Let me know in the Happier Music Teachers Facebook group how this worked out for you. Just a few more finishing touches and Happier Music Teacher, 50 Days to Being a Happier Music Teacher at Home and at School, will be available for purchase at FLAT Books and Amazon if you like a paperback copy. I'm so excited. Look for it next week in the show notes. This week's People, Podcasts, and Promotion Spotlight shines on the Brunch with Brabs Instagram account and other accounts. She is not a music educator, but she is a former educator. She is in her mid-70s, and she certainly doesn't need my help to promote her. She has about 3 million followers on each of her accounts, so I think she's doing just fine. If you have not discovered her, I just think she's a total gem. She is a former, I think, preschool owner and educator. She has so much wisdom. I love her segments, which are a slice of peace. I love her recipes. I love her home tips. That is the one internet rabbit trail I am most likely to fall into. If you have not discovered it yet, Brunch with Babs. This week's verse of the day, Proverbs 14:1. The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down.
Thank you for listening to The Happier Music Teacher. Don't forget to leave a review and subscribe and tell a friend.